Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Austin Farmer with The Retail Coach joins us on today's program for part two of a two-part conversation about the retail environment in the city of Pella and the work The Retail Coach is doing with the Pace Alliance. The data timing here is almost, you know, incredible with what you were able to do based on last year. One of the best springs maybe we've ever had here in the community. One of the great tulip times we've had in terms of crowd size. And then coming to this year, tulip time is canceled. Retailers and businesses across the country, but here in Iowa, also had to close. What did you notice and what were you able to kind of share with local retailers about that impact? And kind of now that we're on that other side with the reopening and recovery, trying to get ready for 2021, which is very uncertain.
Yeah, I think the response to COVID was incredible. We had a workshop with business owners this morning, and at one point in that workshop, one of the local business owners said that it made her emotional thinking about how much support she got from the community, which I think is huge. And then you look at the Pay It Forward program that was run out of Pace and what happened there and how that supported not only shoppers but business owners. And I think that really helped kind of fill that gap. They adapted and they responded and started doing pickup orders and to-go and delivery. So I think they weathered the storm the best they could, you know, having unprecedented stuff happening. They really responded to it well. And then on top of that, what we've seen with the data is that, you know, we missed out on the tulip time traffic, but we're starting to see through that GPS data and then cell phone data that the trend line is coming back up, and it looks like traffic's getting back to normal in downtown, which I think is a really good sign that things are not only rebounding, but when we look at how much traffic was lost or kind of how the numbers compared this year to what they were last year, we're down less than I thought we would be. I think traffic's down about 30% overall for that total COVID period, which honestly, I thought it would be like 60%. So it's a lot better than we thought it was. And then it looks like the recovery and the rebound is happening faster than we thought it would.
And so going forward, we already talked about how you may work with Pace. You know, what does that follow-up then look like for you? Using this data, obviously, that's going to help our businesses from the past 2 years. But, you know, what's your kind of next step then and your next visit to Pella look like, whether that's this year, next year, or beyond?
Yeah, so we our focus right now is really on recruitment. So we've gone through the first six steps in our eight-step process. We call it the Retail 360 process, but we're really focused on recruitment of those new businesses or local business owners that can expand their businesses or entrepreneurs that can come in and open a franchise. So we're really focused on that. So we're working with Karen and Pace to really work through the status of that recruitment, kind of add people to the pipeline as we get feedback from a lot of these retailers, brokers, developers. Some are already interested. Some have told us that, you know, they're looking for sites, they're looking for franchisees. So we're communicating with them. We're bringing Pace to the table. We're bringing local brokers and business owners to the table when we get that feedback. And then for the next 6 or 7 months, that's going to be our sole focus, is just really focusing on recruitment and then coming out to either help with site visits or to coordinate with existing business owners and just push the ball forward, whether it's someone new coming in from the outside or someone doing something new from within the community.
And then lastly, you've been to small communities like this across the country. You've already talked about Pella and sung its praises a little bit, but, you know, how critical is a retail environment to a town like this? And you know, I think for people who think about shopping local, we've done a lot of promotions at our radio station with Pace as a part of that. How critical is it for people to still think local as much as they can and try to support these retailers, especially as we're trying to recruit them and bring new ones in?
Yeah, it's really important. I'm trying to think of a way to describe it, but I mean, with a community like Pella, with how vibrant it is, the vibrancy of the community is due in large part to a lot of these retailers and a lot of the environments that they create in downtown and that synergy that they create. And so it's one big piece of a couple of different pieces that make Pella what it is. So really important for people to support local retailers. I think they're doing a good job. They're changing their business models. They're being flexible. They're working on ways for people to come into their stores or come in and find a parking spot and pick things up, kind of like you would do with to-go and delivery and doing some things that are making it easier to shop down there and really support them. And so I think there's some good synergy and some good growth there. And I think it's important not only to the community, but to those business owners because they invest back in the community as well.
Once again, that was Austin Farmer with The Retail Coach joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.